T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We head over to Catalyst Fitness, where owner Amy Buemi is joining us live. A lot of concern about the potential return of some COVID restrictions. Amy, thanks for being with us. I want to ask first off, you know, since a lot of these restrictions have been taken off, what's been the response? What's it been like in your business?
It has somewhat felt back to normal. It has been a breath of fresh air. To be able to see people talk. And, you know, it's amazing, something like this, how people start to appreciate each other more, looking out for each other, the kindness, and just the energy and the morale between my staff and the members inside the club has been really nice and different. Not that it wasn't great before, but it's just how we've all come together and appreciated, you know, working out without a mask and being able to help each other. So it's been great.
So this week, just talk of reimposing restrictions, is that kind of taking the oxygen out of the room?
Well, it's, you know, we're trying to be positive, and, you know, we want our leadership in Western New York and around to be able to make a decision and move forward. They need to continually keep us moving forward. To take a step back right now would just be detrimental and taking the wind out of everybody's sails. When, you know, they tell us to do something, we've done it. You follow rules, we've done it. You know, wear the mask, we've done it. Get vaccinated, you've done it. And, you know, to then take a step back because of a Delta variant. Well, there's many strains of a flu that changes, and nothing was, you know, ever done with that. And thousands of people, you know, suffered from that. And I mean, I don't want people to get sick, but we need to be able to have forward thinking of how can we get people to, you know, move forward, have businesses, you know, try to survive, get people off unemployment, you know, deal with all of that. And also, is there something that can help, you know, us stay safe, but also moving forward instead of taking steps back?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day when I was walking around the gym I go to, and excuse me, over the past, you know, a couple of months, I've seen, you know, a handful of people still continue to wear a mask in the gym. I've probably seen some faces not return to the gym, you know, ever since they were reopened. But then everyone else is kind of going about their business. And I'm, you know, thinking, well, everyone is making their choice, right? People have the choice to wear a mask. No one's preventing that. You have the choice not to. You have a choice not to go at all and, you know, work out at home, like so many people said was easy to do, apparently, you know, a year ago. I'm wondering how big of, you know, a push you're making, that other business owners are making when it comes to that, you know, choice factor, that people are well aware of these risks and they're choosing what's appropriate for them.
I completely agree 100%. And that, I mean, it's supposed to be a choice, right? And I'm not going to say for sure. There's definitely people that, you know, are just, hey, back to normal. But I can totally see the shift of respect of people's space, if there's a mask or no mask. The respect of, we are still wiping everything down, doing all of our cleaning, you know, taking all of those precautions, you know, of hand sanitizing. And I mean, there's still all of that in play. It wasn't just, hey, masks are off. Okay, it's you know, free for all. You know, well, we're not doing anything. I mean, there's still respect in place, and everyone is, you know, respecting their space. And, you know, like just like you said, there's that choice. So if you don't want to come in, you know, then you stay home. And there's still also the small businesses that are not back to normal financially, employment-wise. I still am not running with a full staff. I even still not, my EFT is not back to where it should be. And again, you know, the rumblings of, you know, putting a mask back on, I mean, again, steps backwards. We have to think big picture of everything that happened through this. I mean, one thing that Cuomo said that I did agree with is when we were putting all of this stuff in place and after we, you know, started to release and try to get back to normal, I couldn't believe all of the other things we never thought of that were happening, like the addictions and the divorces and the suicides and alcohol abuse and drug abuse and all of these other detrimental things to the human race that happened because of this. So when I say big picture and we need good leadership and forward thinking, I mean, if there's something else that we need to do, then let's do it, but forward thinking, not taking steps backwards. We need the proper leadership.
Amy, when Governor Cuomo announced on Wednesday that state workers have to get vaccinated or face weekly testing, he also sent a message to private businesses and said that they should consider only admitting vaccinated customers or members. Would you even consider something like that?
Okay, so when we were able to take the mask off, we were told your honor, you're not allowed to ask, right? So if they say, as a business owner, you have to show proof, and this is legal, and this is how we are going to bully or push more people into getting vaccinated or whatever. There's an underlying reasoning of what's going on. So let's just be honest. Let's not beat around the bush. What do they want? What does the state want? So tell us, because when the state told us before what to do, we did it. We complied. So don't play games. Let's just do what we have to do to continue to move forward, try to get our businesses successful again and be able to, you know, get somewhat back to normal here. That's all I ask. I don't want to make, I'm not in politics. I don't want to make the rules up and, you know, create waves that are unnecessary. But again, I just want leadership of being told, how do I move forward? So if I'm told as a business owner that I have to show proof or I have to set certain rules, then that's what I'm going to do. But I myself, I'm not in that position to make stuff up and try to implement things. I mean, I can on a small basis inside the club that I know things that I can do. But, you know, I don't know what that would do to me as a business owner if I started to kind of make those types of rules up and try to follow them. You know, it's such a slippery slope.
I want to ask how, you know, you might have seen a shift at all in, I would imagine, you know, we live in the past year and a half and there's this virus going around and primarily people who are in bad health are suffering bad outcomes. So I would imagine everybody's coming to you to see how they can better their health. What have you seen in the past year? Is the jump as much as I would expect it to be?
You know, it is. It's interesting. I definitely, like you said, there's a lot of people that, you know, are still at home that aren't comfortable. But there are a lot of new faces of people saying, you know, I did get COVID and I was somewhat okay, or I had some side effects and it was tough for me to come out of. And I realized I need to take better care of myself. And, you know, even people, you know, I had COVID. And I, you know, really wasn't fazed. My family, we came out of it. We're healthy. We're good. But, and I'm not just saying if you're in tremendous health that, you know, you got this and you're not going to have any side effects or problems. But it definitely does help. And my members and new people have called and come in and talked to me to say, I just need to make an effort. And I feel that if I make an effort to trying to take care of myself, if I do get sick again or something, I'll feel mentally and physically that I have a better chance of, you know, coming out better at the other end. So, I mean, it's, I love that forward thinking. I love that they are seeing that. It's pay now or pay later. And it's not about being perfect or this, you know, 100% bill of health. It's just taking little better steps to having a healthier lifestyle and being aware. So when something happens, you feel like you have some bullets in your arsenal to, okay, I got this. So it's been super nice to talk to people.
Yeah, and just for the mental component, you know, set aside the physical component of what you do, right?
Oh my goodness, 100%. And I've always been a big person on that mental, you know, physical, how it ties in together. And more people are, instead of making fun of me, are saying, I get it. I see what you're saying, and it's so true. Or they're writing me letters and really expressing some feelings of, you know, I can't believe how, you know, physically and mentally it all comes together, and I feel so much better. And I've taken some of your words, and I've told my friends, and, you know, it's helped my friends. And in any little bit that, you know, I can help or people can mentally help themselves, it just, that's why I love what I do and it makes me so happy.
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for the time this morning. Always great to chat. That's Amy Buemi with Catalyst Fitness joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.